the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rowdy edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's not waste a second of time. We already got tickets in hand because we're grabbing seats aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Plus 100 odds or greater is a requirement. Lundy, serve me up.
Let's go to the ice. 8 games in the National Hockey League for this evening. Blockbuster trade last week as we saw Mikko Rantanen leave the Colorado Avalanche and head off to the Carolina Hurricanes, and left behind one of the best players in the league and the reigning MVP, the Hart Trophy winner from last year, Nathan MacKinnon. And I think that this is something you can expect out of Mac no matter what, but without Rantanen, I think he may even have to step it up even more. We're going to go with the PPP here, a power play point for MacKinnon at plus 145 over at Caesars. Why do I like this? Well, one, without Moose there now, he's going to have to step up his game even more, try to get involved in that scoring. Martin Natchez has been great in terms of an addition, but I think you're going to continue to see Mac. He's got 3 power play goals, but 19 power play assists on the year. And the Islanders, that's who they're playing today in the Big Apple. They are dead last in the National Hockey League in penalty kill. They are sub a not-so-nice 69% in their ability to keep the puck out of the back of the net when they are on the man disadvantage. So I think Mac gets it done tonight, but specifically on the power play at plus 145.
All right, I'm going to look ahead to the Super Bowl down there. Nylons, and let's go in and slam some shots for Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm going to take the over 1.5 receptions. I like to see 2 grabs, and it cashes in at a plus 105. Little baby. City is by the juice. They are at BetMGM. A guy that's been quite busy. Last week, he ran 23 routes. And a lot of those routes were out of the slot. A lot of those routes were also outside. It was nearly 50-50 split in inside and outside routes. So what does that mean? Well, Philadelphia is number 5 in pass EPAD over the last 5 weeks, including the playoffs. But he's going to get a mixture of big play Darius Slay and also Cooper DeJean, the kid out of Iowa. Now, DeJean has given up a 71.1% catch rate. He's the primary slot corner, so that's a friendly matchup. Outside, though, big play is only allowed a 51.2% catch rate. But all I need, a couple of quick slants. He was a busy man in the conference championship game. I think he's going to go over this. Yet again, he's done this in 2 of his last 4 games. And remember, the regular season, Philadelphia allowed 41. That's right, 41 wide receivers to catch at least 2 balls. So Juju Smith-Schuster, that shouldn't be plus money. Really should be like a minus 130, quite frankly. Give me the over 1.5 grabs in the Super Bowl, plus 105 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to a game that is surely going to be on a Casa de Lundy because his wife is a diehard Kansas Jayhawks fan. Bit of love, a little bit of tussling for Kansas so far this season, but I'm not going to pick the spread here. It's sky high at 13.5, and I know they whooped UCF last time they played them. They nearly hung 100, gave up less than 60 points in that one, and that was on the road back in early January. So the Golden Knights looking to hopefully joust their way to a cover, but I am going to leave it a land down under in this game at a 153 total there, and I grabbed at Caesars at a minus 110 juice. Why am I buying the under? Well, that's all Kansas does is cash unders. This season, they have the best record in over under to the under. They have gone under in 16 of 19 games. So the trend shall and will be thy friend, I believe. Now, UCF, a team that loves to play at a brisk pace. They are top 50 in adjusted tempo in the month of January. And most alarming as well, they're a team outside the top 200 in AFG defense, but UCF number 308 as well. An effective field goal percentage offense, they're only shooting 43.1% inside the arc, 34.5% outside of it here in the month of January. Kansas, over their last 7 games, numero cuatro, mi amigos, an effective field goal percentage defense, they really lock it down. And particularly in the interior, because of Hunter Dickinson's presence around the rim. So as long as the trays aren't falling early and often, really for both sides, I don't care how fast the pace is in this one. Yeah, Kansas may go out and hang another 90 on UCF, but I think they're going to mitigate any return action on the opposite end. So give me that under. UCF and Kansas. Kansas under once again. I think it's going to hit 153 minus 110 at Caesars. Lundy, better follow.
Well, you know, Brad, I'm actually very concerned about this evening when it comes to my wife. But it has nothing to do with this game. It has to do with the fact that my wife is currently in Nashville for work, and she texted me this morning that there's a Lucchese's store right next to where she is for her meetings. And so basically, my bank account is screwed. I don't care what you want to do in this particular bet, but I'm going to need it to hit. Because I'm going to have to figure out how to pay for the probably one, two, maybe half dozen pairs of boots that my wife's coming home with from Nashville.
Cha-ching! Win Lundy some money! He's going to need it.
Number four.
All right, Newmark Quattro, the Fade 5 countdown. We got a lot of late-night tip basketball tonight, and one of the matchups I like is up there in Lundy's neck of the woods in Boulder, Colorado. And the Bison, they look great on a sesame seed bun this season because they've been rubbish outside of the top 150 in Bar Torvik here in the month of January. How in the hell they are laying 2.5 against Arizona State? The visiting team is beyond me. Give me Forks Up and the Sun Devils plus the 2.5. A little sprinkle on the money line as well at plus 115 on the money line at BetMGM and a minus 110 on the standard plus 2.5 line. Also at the Lions Roar. You look at Arizona State, a decent number 53 in Bar Torvik here in the month of January. Number 176 over that span in adjusted tempo. 168, not the greatest here. EFG offense, but 66 in EFG defense. A team that really gets after it and clamping down along the arc. In their last seven games, only giving up 28.7% from way downtown. Meanwhile, look at Colorado. They're 164 in Torvik. And the last month, they're 297 in adjusted tempo. They prefer a slow pace. This game's going to be grinded out fashion. But worse yet, for the Buffs, 253 in EFG offense and 307. They're terrible in EFG defense. Giving up 52.5% from 238% from three. So if you look at the perimeter marksmen from Arizona State, if those guys are unleashing from outside, chances are they're going to splash the cylinder. So put all together, give me ASU, that's Arizona State, plus a 2.5 in Colorado, minus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Bader, follow.
Yeah, the Bison Burgers, that's basically what the Buffs have been. Very opposite what their football counterparts in Dion were doing this season. Yeah. They are, the Buffs and Tad Boyle, they are awful. Right now they need some of that transfer portal incoming freshman mojo to slide over from Folsom Field and participate in this. I think this is a great call. I also like the idea that you just said of just taking Arizona State on the money line. This is not a good Colorado team. Of the big schools, CSU, I mean, the Rams are the ones that are actually getting it done this season. It's definitely not Colorado. They are getting their butts handed to them on a consistent basis. I know they're at home, and every now and then they can jump up and bite somebody, but I don't think tonight's going to be the night against Arizona State. I'll follow.
Oh, I think Colorado is about to be bedeviled. Let's see what it is.
Number three.
All right, Newbro Trace here in the Fade 5 countdown. Let's drop the puck and make some bucks. I go to a sport in which I cannot pronounce any of the names or really know a damn thing what it's about. I still haven't figured out the icing rule. So, Lundy, by all means, take it away.
It's multiple lines, and then did anybody touch? Anyway, as we get into this evening, I told you we got eight games. I'm going to play some alt totals here and be able to get this close to even money, but not quite. You can see there on the screen, it's a minus 103 at DraftKings. But in case you're listening to the audio portion, let me roll through it for you. I need each of these three games to stay under 7.5 on the total goals scored in the contest. We start with Boston and Buffalo up there in the cold parts of Western New York. We need the same thing out of Carolina at the Garden, taking on the New York Rangers, and also Washington north of the border facing the Calgary Flames. Now, when you look at each of these contests, you'll see sort of what I'm doing, how I'm trying to play these out. But if you look at the games themselves, Boston and Buffalo are a total at 5.5. Washington and Calgary are at 5.5. Carolina and the Rangers are at 6.5. So two of these games, I've bumped it up by a full 2 goals, and one of them I've bumped up by 1. So put all of that together. All I need is these games to stay under. Frankly, I kind of like them on the under on their standard lines. I don't think we're going to see a ton of scoring, in particular in these 3 of the 8 games on the schedule tonight. That is because of goaltending. That is because of teams that are starting to clamp down blue line. We're starting to get close to the Four Nations tournament, which is sort of that, you know, it's basically the NHL's all-star break, if you will. So we're coming up on that, coming up here in February. Now you're going to start to see teams making the run, not only towards the trade deadline of what they might want to do, but also trying to position themselves in the playoffs. And so I think we're going to start to see goals become a little bit more difficult, and in particular in these 3 contests. So again, under 7.5 for the total for Boston and Buffalo, Carolina and the Rangers, as well as Washington and Calgary. If those all stay under, it is a -103 at DraftKings. So not quite even money, but definitely better than what you're going to get on the standard line with these individually. So I like this 3-legger. Let's see if these netminders can do their jobs tonight.
Lundy, I don't speak Spanish, but what I do is speak a little hoops action. You get all of the content right now at thegamingjuice.com. My bracket big board, the first iteration, is live, baby. I'm going to be updating that boy starting when the calendar flips to February every single day. I'm about to take a little Mexican vacation, Mas Tequila, so I'm going to get the recharge. Going to be back Sunday. If I get a little bit of time away and my internet connection is good south of the border, I may have a couple of refreshes of the bracket big board. But you can see the very first version of it. Who are in? Who is out? Who are the number one seeds? And where does your favorite team rank in my current pecking order? Check it out on thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free, you jackwagons. Lundy's got his free spreadsheet picks there as well. All the content we're cranking out for the NHL on a regular basis. College basketball, and of course, super duper bets on top of that. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
#2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I wrote about this, as a matter of fact, on thegamingjuice.com. I ain't scared of the big number in this matchup between 2 highly ranked teams. I say go Vols. Crank the Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. I like the Vols. I'm going to lay the 9.5 against visiting Kentucky and Big Blue Nation. A little bit lighter juice there. And a -105 at BetMGM. The key of this game, very simple. Andrew Carr, I don't think he's going to play. He's on the wrong side of questionable. We'll see. But what we do know is that Lamont Butler, the starting point guard, a guy that's got that national title experience with San Diego State a couple of years ago, he's not going to be in action. And he is really the guy that drives the engine offensively for this bucket-getting team. So with him out and if Carr sits, an extremely short-handed Kentucky club going against Tennessee. That was in a rock fight against Auburn last game. Nearly won it, but lost it 53-51. They got that bitter taste in the mouth that they want to wash away. What better way to do it than at home? The Volunteers here this month, number 17 overall in Torvik. Kentucky, number 21 in that category in January. Kentucky, generally speaking, they could still get buckets with the guys that they have. Healthy and on roster, number 22 in EFG offense this month, but they're 264 in EFG defense. Their biggest issue has been the interior. Amari Williams is really the lone man standing with a significant size and suitable post-game work. If he gets in foul trouble, and Tennessee is going to be throwing all kinds of bodies, and they play rigid defense from beginning to end, number 20 in EFG D, I think they're going to cover this number. I really believe it. So, again, short-handed Kentucky team. The honeymoon phase officially over for Mark Pope. Kentucky could make some noise come March Madness, but I think the Volunteers potentially clobber them at home tonight. I'm not scared of laying the 9.5. Again, -105 at BetMGM. Numeros on the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow.
Too big of a number for me, Brad. I'd rather alt-line this. I know you feel very confident with it. I get it, but I think I would probably rather play this from an alt-line standpoint, pair it up with another game, try to cut this spread in half. I just think it's a big number, man. So I know your confidence. I know all the numbers that you just gave. I'd be more likely to try to roll this to, say, -4.5, cut it in half, find another game that I feel the same kind of thing. Like, I'll give you a good example, Brad. We could take this line, cut it in half, take the Arizona State line that we were just talking about and bump it up to, say, 5.5 or 6.5, just in case Tad Boyle's crew comes through. And we can probably create a really simple two-leg alt line that can get us right around +100, +110, somewhere in that range. So I don't hate it. I think Tennessee wins the game. I just think it's too big of a number for me to feel comfortable. So I'd rather cut it in half, find another spread like the Sun Devils up in Boulder, and put those two together and find a slightly different way to play it. I like where your head's at. I'm just a little nervous about the double digits.
Oh, so are you suggesting cutting some lines, dropping some lines, and let's go skiing?
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the paid five countdown. I got to work in a little bet on the North Carolina Tar Heels. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and they have to show up tonight offensively. We already know defensively that is not going to travel with them to Pittsburgh. So give me the over on 75.5 team total points against the Panthers. Wow, at a -115 there at DraftKings Sports. I think Carolina's going to score at least 80 in this game, folks. And this game might actually go to the extra session. So, the overtime could come into play. Carolina is number 59 in adjusted tempo here in the month of January. 137, kind of mediocre. And EFG offense at a 52.7% inside the arc, 32.9% outside of it. But 14 times this year, Lundy, 14, they've scored at least 76 points. And I think they're going to get there. Pittsburgh does prefer a slower pace, but I think Carolina's going to dictate an up-tempo style. You look at the Panthers, just number 230 in EFGD here in the month of January, giving up 47.7% inside the arc, 38.5% outside of it. That three-point percentage D, number 317 in the country. So maybe R.J. Davis actually shows up from outside. Ian Jackson, Seth Trimble, those guys can make it rain when they're on. And I think they're going to have some open looks to potentially drain multiple threes in this game. Pittsburgh has allowed seven teams to score at least 76 in a game. So, in a game that's got zip, 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 zip written all over it, a desperate Carolina team, they need a quarter one victory to double up the number on the season they've acquired. Again, they only have one. I think they're 1-7 overall. Give me the Tar Heels on the over. My top play of the day, 75.5 points at Pitt, -115 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
I'll follow on this one. I think you're right. I think North Carolina, the Tar Heels may hit 80 just in pure tempo back and forth. If you can get this at 75.5 at standard juice, I like that. I think you can play it nice and safe. I think you're going to, like you just said, I think you're going to hit this number and there's still going to be a couple of minutes left on the clock.
Oh, well, there you have it. Short and sweet, which means we have plenty of initial action. And bonus time, bonus time. Lundy, dare I say, maybe in college basketball, the NBA, of course, drop the puck and make some more bucks in the NHL. If you want to look ahead to the Super Bowl down there in the Crescent City, whatever pick is your pleasure. Help me out.
Well, in terms of the Super Bowl, I already, when the lines came out, I took Philly at +110 on the money line. So if you want to know, if you want to know what I've done, I've gone ahead and done that. I think some of that's wishful thinking on my part because I'm just sick of the damn Chiefs. But if you care, that's one that I got. I also jumped on the Dallas Goedert over on his receiving yards before it jumped up. I think it opened at 46.5. I got it at 47.5.
48.5 right now at MGM.
And it's 48. It's at 48.5. And I think there's even one of the books that has it at 49.5 already.
Don't play it.
So I would still do it. I think he's good for 50 plus. You know, I mean, we nearly had him for my anytime touchdown this past weekend. He had that one there that he just couldn't get to, but he crushed the receiving yards props, and we missed on the touchdown, but we nailed it on the receiving yards with him. Same thing with Zach Ertz. Both of those guys we cashed on this past weekend, and I think Goddard is a guy that you go right back to coming up in the Super Bowl. So that's a couple that I'll give you in terms of early ones. You were talking about late night hoops, Brad. Let me give you late night hockey. Dallas and Vegas. They are in Sin City. Caesars has Vegas on the money line at a -125. But I found it, BetMGM actually has Vegas on the money line at a -118. I'm more than happy to pay the juice on that one. I think Vegas will get it done. They just played Dallas last Friday and they lost 4-3, but the Stars are not very good on the road and Vegas is good at home, not surprisingly. I think Dallas's record on the road is like 13-10, so they're just barely above 500. But Vegas is well north of 500 when it comes to defending home ice. So I just think this is one of those where between these two teams, it just matters which city they're playing in. Dallas is likely to win at home. Vegas is likely to win at home this evening. So even though they just lost to Dallas last Friday, I think Vegas flips the script this evening, and they get it done at home. So I'll take Vegas on the money line, -118 over there at BetMGM. Brad will obviously be on vacacion with the tequila flowing. So no show for you guys this upcoming Friday. We'll be back with you again next week. That's where we'll get you a lot more of the Super Bowl props and things like that. But make sure you're keeping an eye on the spreadsheets that are posted up in the interim. But for now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm going south of the border, so it's only appropriate to get a little Team Huevos parlay play of the day on the board on this hashtag. Really, it's a Tequila Tuesday, so start letting it flow early. Why not, Evans? Why the heck? You know, you're not driving. You're not flying the damn plane. You're just riding. So beer for breakfast, tequila for lunch, and more tequila for dinner and dessert. Desserts. A little four-legger. I'm not going to give any context behind any of these. I'm just going to tell you this. All lines, all team totals in college hoops. Give me Oregon State a 63 or more points. Go Beavs there, Lundy. Playing at Gonzaga. That game should be up-tempo. Give me Carolina. Again, I like the Stater team total over on 75.5. We'll take this one down to 70 or more. Give me San Jose State at San Diego State under 68.5 points at San Diego State. With a better teams defensively in all of college basketball. And then give me not so aim high Air Force under 65.5 points up there at Moby and Fort Fun. That's Fort Collins taking on the Colorado State Rams. An Air Force, the team with the slowest in the country. So to recap, four legger for you, all team totals and all alt team totals. Oregon State 63 or more points, North Carolina 70 or more points, San Jose State under 68.5 points, Air Force under 65.5 points. Uno, dos, tres, and cuatro. Mi amigos, you put those four lays together, decent, +130 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, I'm going to lay the .5 with the Dayton Flyers on the road at St. Bonaventure. A little bit heavier juice at a -115 there at BetMGM, but I think Dayton is going to win this nip and tuck affair probably by 3 in the end. St. Bonaventure, the team only number 85 in Bartorvik. They really come unraveled here in the month of January. They're 157 EFG offense, 110 EFG defense. Their three-point percentage D is what's concerning. 177 this month in that category. And the name of that game for the Flyers, netting a whole lot of bombs from outside. They're shooting 36.7% this month from long range, number 45 overall EFG offense. So I think Dayton and that high-flying offense with the Flyers get the best of the Bonnies. I'm going to lay the .5 there on the road. I also like BYU tonight. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with the Cougs in their matchup against the Baylor Bears, who have been so disappointing this season. Baylor, a team, yeah, they're number 31. Not too shabby there. And Bartorvik here this month. But, man, they're playing at such an uncharacteristically slow pace under Scott Drew. Number 352 in adjusted tempo, 264 EFG offense, 184 EFG defense this month. BYU is at home. They burn the Nets at home. And generally speaking, they're a high-scoring team, number 41 in EFG offense here in the month of January, where they're shooting 54.9% from two, 38.4% from three. So Yegor Denman and friends, I think, get the victory and the cover on the 3.5 at home against the Baylor Bears. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feet 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. We're always giving it to you there. Lundy at Nate Lundy and myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you jack wagons. We're off until next Tuesday. Enjoy the mini vacacion. I certainly will. And trust me, I will drink a tequila for all the people. And I mean all the people. So I'm going to enjoy the recharge, to say the least. As always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you. Mouse tequila!